Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Hi, I'm Rue Mahoney with Stokes Nature Center in Logan Canyon. Utah is home to several iconic species, as indelible to our state's identity as the craggy mountain landscapes and red rock deserts we call home. Gnarled bristlecone pines stand like abstract architecture for multiple millennia. Elusive mountain lions roam our alpine meadows in the north, all the way to our red rock canyons in the south. And curious coyotes, as resourceful as our native and pioneer ancestors, are truly wily wayfarers, as adaptable to suburban environments as to open range. But however pervasive iconic species may be to perceptions about our state, there are lesser-known residents that are the true Utahns, species found absolutely nowhere else in the world. The word endemic refers to a plant or animals whose distribution is restricted to a specific region. Utah ranks sixth in the nation for endemic species, with 247 endemic plant species alone. One of these is Primula cusickiana maguirei, or Maguire primrose. This unassuming reddish-violet blossomed wildflower, standing just 2 to 4 inches high, makes a living in the crags and depressions of limestone and quartzite outcrops along a 10-mile corridor through Logan Canyon in northern Utah. And that's it. You won't find it anywhere else on the planet. Of that narrow home range, Maguire primrose is further isolated into 2 distinct populations within the canyon. Subtle differences in spring temperatures between the canyon walls often lead to one population blooming before the other. And while some species of primrose can survive by occasionally self-pollinating, Maguire primrose is entirely dependent upon pollinators like bees, moths, and the occasional hummingbird for reproduction. Therefore, the success of Maguire primrose requires a precise balance between cool temperatures for development and blooming, warmer temperatures to encourage pollinator activity, and a sufficient number of compatible mates blooming at the right time in the right place. In addition to these natural challenges, the U.S. Forest Service reports that Maguire primrose is increasingly impacted by recreational rock climbers, who clear cracks and crevices to accommodate permanent anchors along popular routes. Stokes Nature Center and our Forest Service partners in the Logan Canyon Children's Forest hope to increase community awareness about Maguire primrose to recruit our fellow nature lovers, including rock climbers and other canyon visitors, to become informed stewards of this rare and vulnerable wildflower. Wildflower enthusiasts can find Maguire primrose blooming from mid-April to mid-May at elevations of 4,800 to 6,000 feet. Flowers are more prevalent on north-facing cliffs where moisture from spring snowmelt is abundant and cooler temperatures nurture bud development. Stokes Nature Center, in partnership with the Logan Canyon Children's Forest, offers seasonal guided field tours where canyon visitors can learn more about natural and human threats to Maguire primrose and enjoy a chance to see a true Utahn species found nowhere else in the world. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Rue Mahoney.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.